Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We are joined every Friday at 8 o'clock by Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast. He's a great X's and O's guy, a tremendous man, and we talked to him about Derek Harmon last week. We have yet to catch up since the Steelers picked all those other guys. So, Chris, first of all, good morning, and broad strokes to begin this thing. How do you grade the Steelers draft?
I tell everybody, I don't grade drafts until I see about, like, 3 years of guys playing in the draft. I don't think it's fair. If you want me to grade how they met their needs with where I thought these guys were, I'd give them a B+, A minus range. But like for example, like
this is radio, Chris. Damn it, you have to.
I know
you have to grade these guys now.
Okay, fine. Everyone gets A's all over the board. No, I think that, like, this is, we need to see these guys develop, right? Like, I still don't know what the 2023 draft class grades at, because I still don't know how good Broderick Jones really is. And that's where I always feel like, hey, like, I get that we got to do the immediacy and we want to feed the fans what they want, but I'm being honest here. Like, I said this on Channel 11. Like, when they ask me, what do you grade the draft? I don't grade it yet. You know, I say, if I'm grading the needs and what they met and how they, where I personally graded these guys at, I think they did an A, because I thought Derek Harmon was my 12th best player on the board. Caleb Johnson was I think ranked just like right on my top 50 players. So you get two top 50 players with a first and a third round pick. That to me is a win right there. I also thought YA Black was a good pick. Jack Sawyer was a top 100 player for me. So three top 100 players, despite missing a second round pick. I think that was pretty solid on their part. But we got to see how these play out. And I honestly think, and I said this for today's Locked On Steelers episode with Jenna Harner, I think the biggest need the Steelers have right now isn't necessarily a position being added. It's seeing the veterans they've picked, or the players they picked the last 2 years, develop into the key veterans they need to be, like Broderick Jones, Valtanu, Frazier, McCormick, Benton, Porter. They need those guys to start becoming the new core members very, very soon. Otherwise, you're going to need to start redrafting those positions, and then you're just going to be spinning your wheels.
Chris, who did the Steelers get the most production out of this year from the draft picks outside of Harmon? Johnson, you got Y.A. Black, you got Jack Sawyer, Will Howard, and Bruner, I guess if you want to throw him in. Who gives them the most production this year and has the best year, you think?
I'll even say this. I think Caleb Johnson gives the most production even more than Harmon. I think that Harmon's going to be an important role, but I think Caleb Johnson is a ready to go right now running back. And I know Jaylen Warren's still there, and he's going to be RB1 to start the year. But when I look at Caleb Johnson's tape, he runs the zone offense so well. When you look at how he reminds me so much of Le'Veon Bell with the way that he uses his blockers to set up the moves, and then he accelerates and gets into his go mode. And he still makes guys miss at a really good rate, whether he breaks their tackle or he makes them miss in space. He also knows how to stack defenders. Like, when I watch him run in the zone, it's not just him making one guy miss. I see him setting up the second guy to make them miss when he's doing that. And that's something that I think could be really useful in the Steelers offense. I think Najee Harris tried to do that at times. He wasn't as good at it in the zone. And in fact, like, he averaged like 4 yards per carry on zone runs in Arthur Smith's offense. But Caleb Johnson averaged almost like 7 yards per carry at Iowa. And a part of it is Caleb Johnson trusted his offensive linemen and his blockers. And that's something that Najee Harris really couldn't do most of his career in Pittsburgh. And that could be different. But again, that's where it comes down to. I think the Steelers, one of the biggest need they have right now, they need to see this O-line start to take steps forward. And they don't have to be elite this year. But if they are an above-average offensive line, Caleb Johnson's going to come in, and him and Jaylen Warren are going to be a force. And they are going to wear teams down. And that's going to be the rushing offense and the balanced offense that the Steelers have been looking for the past couple years. So I think that's that. Caleb Johnson, I think, is going to be the most impactful guy this year, but I do think Derek Harmon has the chance to be one of those generational guys that could be another Cam Hayward for the next 10-15 years.
Chris, I know a lot of people knocked the Johnson pick because of the 40 time, and I'm not one of those people. He was the guy I wanted this entire time, Caleb Johnson. You're a Filmer Breaker Downer guy, though. Did you see a more explosive player on film than the guy who ran the 40?
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at the way that he was able to get past us, he beat so many angles when you saw safeties trying to get to him. I think it's one of those things that football speed is not always track speed. Like, there are very different things. It's just, you know, it's you can be fast, but if you're football fast, that's a whole different level of acceleration. And when he gets going, he gets going. Now, I don't know what led to his 40 time, but I saw that man outrun plenty of people in college football and be able to show it. Now, here's the other thing I want people to remind themselves of. Like, Le'Veon Bell didn't have a great 40-yard dash time, but he was still a very explosive player who could hit the home run when he needed to. He had an 80-yard touchdown once. So I think that's the thing that the Steelers will see with Caleb Johnson. He'll be explosive. He'll be quick enough. He won't be Jaylen Warren fast. Jaylen Warren, I think, does have a really good top speed, but he will be able to take advantage of when he makes the guy miss and the defense doesn't have the safety over top and there's a lane there. He could turn a 5-yard gain into a 40-yard gain real quick.
Chris, what do you think the ceiling of Will Howard is? Do you like Will Howard as well?
I like Will Howard. I actually had him as a 4th-round pick. When they were sitting there in the 4th round, they took Jack Sawyer. I thought that was either going to be the pick that they used on Shador Sanders or Will Howard. I like Will Howard. He has the right height. He has good arm strength. He has athleticism. The biggest thing about Will Howard, like, I think he could be a starting quarterback in the NFL, but he has a long way to go. Like, when people are saying he's Ben Roethlisberger 2.0, I'm like, hey, guys, relax. It's not. We ain't there yet. I think he is a great Mason Rudolph 2.0. You look at their height, you look at their size, you look at their weight, you look at the one thing he has on Mason Rudolph is his speed. He's much faster. But even, like, I was talking to Alan Saunders and Ed Thompson about this, and Ed Thompson went to Will Howard's pro day, and he literally was taking pictures of him, and he was like, Chris, when I took pictures of his throwing motion, I then looked at pictures of Mason Rudolph that I've taken when he throws, and they're almost exactly the same throwing motion. I think that Will Howard is a Mason Rudolph clone almost, and granted, with a little bit more speed. And that's still a very great thing to get in the 6th round. If you have a backup quarterback and a good bridge quarterback that's going to come in the pinch and help you out, who has the potential to develop into maybe an NFL starting quarterback someday, that's what Mason Rudolph had the potential. It wasn't in him, and so now that he's back with the Steelers. But I think that's a really great thing to get in the 6th round. So could Will Howard be a starting quarterback? Possibly. I think it's a very unlikely situation that he would have gone earlier. But I think his playoff runs show that he has gusto. He has the command. He has the ability to be a leader on the field in big moments. And that's something that you like if you're the Steelers. So you take the shot on him. You let him be a third-string quarterback this year. And you probably still draft a quarterback next year. But then this way, you have a chance for, let's say the Steelers draft their quarterback next year in the 1st round, and it doesn't work out. But then all of a sudden, Will Howard turns into this really good quarterback behind that guy, then you have another option. It's about taking those swings, and I think Will Howard was a good calculated swing at the quarterback position in the 6th round.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Chris, what do you think is going to happen with Rodgers? And let's say he comes in here. What's their ceiling with him this year? With an offense that looks much improved over last year around him.
I think he does sign with the Steelers. I think I've thought that for a while now. I can't pretend to be in the mind of Aaron Rodgers and know what's going on behind the scenes and why, you know, what's the thing that's holding him up. And, you know, he said there's personal things going on. You know, I can only respect that. But I think if he gets to the Steelers, they do need things to work out. Like they need this offensive line to coalesce. They need they need the run game to come to fruition and to be a serious threat in the NFL. They need some of these young defenders to work out. Benton, you know, to be a better force in the middle. Porter to be more like CB1. But if they get those things to happen, those three things in particular, Benton, Porter, this O line, and Aaron Rodgers comes in, and you got Pickens and Metcalf and Freiermuth and Johnson and Warren, I do think that this could be a 10-11 win team that is more of a threat in the playoffs than they have been in a very long time. I think that if you're looking at a balanced offense with Aaron Rodgers as part of it, I do think that there's a chance there. I also think that they could be that if Mason Rudolph plays really, really well. But I think Aaron Rodgers, if you hand him a lot of tools, the way the Steelers are setting things up, they could be a team. I don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs. I don't think they're going to beat the Bills. Well, maybe the Chiefs. The Chiefs might be falling off. I don't think they're going to beat the Bills or the Ravens at their thing. I think the Chiefs, their dynasty may be dimming a little bit, and so there's a chance there. I maybe me being premature. This may be my Max Kellerman, Tom Brady's washed moment, but. Because he said that like what in 2015 that didn't work out. But I think that they could be a team that beats a team like the Texans, that beats a team like the Jaguars, all the teams that could make the playoffs. Like they could beat the Bengals in the playoffs. I don't think that they're a Super Bowl contender even with Aaron Rodgers. I do think that they could be a top five team in the AFC this year, where they could beat the other playoff teams, but aren't a top dog yet. But here's where I think that the thing that could be set up is that if the O-line takes the step up, they become that balanced offense and that defense, they have the young players that start to be more part of that core, they could be in the position where next year, quarterback is really the biggest need, and if they get it right, they could be a top dog next year. If I love Lenore Sellers, if they get Lenore Sellers in the first round next year, and he turns out to be like the Jaden Daniels of that draft, and they've done the due diligence in building the offensive defense this year, that's when the window opens back up and the Steelers become a Super Bowl contender again.
You said a lot of things in 12 minutes. The thing that's going to stick in my mind is the Chiefs, ding dong, the witch is dead. Chris, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you, and we will talk to you next Friday.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thanks, Chris.